Welcome, everybody, to our Sunday spiritual service on the 27th of August. Just a few things before we begin. So, welcome, welcome. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday service page of the website where you click to join. And there you'll find previous recordings of previous Sunday services as well. If you want to record the service yourself, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so, but please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There will be no course notes readily available for this evening, but if you'd like a copy of the prayer and blessing that we're going to use this evening, then you can email Sue, who has kindly agreed to administrate this for me. The email address to use is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. Or you can email me on my usual email address and I'll forward your requests on to Sue. If any questions arise from this evening, either as a result of the channeling or the meditation, or because you're given a message and you'd like a little bit more clarity or information, or you didn't quite catch it, then you can email me, edwincourtney@googlemail.com. I would say, if you are given a message, just try and scribble down the gist of the message. And if I do mention angels' names or recommend books or mention a crystal and you don't quite grasp the word, you can always email for it. But I will need you to prompt me about the message because I won't remember what message I've given to whom. I've had a few emails recently from people saying, could you give me some more information about the message you gave me on Sunday? And I think, well, no, because I can't remember anything about what I said to anybody. But if you can give me just a little prompt, usually, then I'll pick it back up into my head. So I just need a little something to go on. So just make sure you've got a pen and pad in case you get given a message. We don't have question and answers on a Sunday service, so there won't be any of those this evening. The service will last an hour and there won't be any break. We'll go straight through to the end. At the moment, you are all muted, which is how the majority of this evening will be. When we get down to the question and answer moments, I'll explain how that works. But basically, if I come to you with a question, I'll ask you to give me a wave. I'll come to you by name and I'll ask you to give me a wave just so that I know that you've registered that the message is for you. So this evening, we're going to have a slightly different opening prayer. I'm going to sing the opening prayer for you. This evening's opening prayer comes from J.J. Hertak's The Keys of Enoch, and it's called Abanar Tumid. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable and close your eyes, and I will make sure that the audio is correctly set up. It needs to go over there, and we need to find that, which is up somewhere. Okay. So just sit back, close your eyes, and relax. Just breathe in, breathe out, relax, and open yourself to the message and the power of the prayer. Abanar Tumid, pour forth thy blessings on the earth. Anoint us with thy holy light, the light of our rebirth. From love to wisdom, let us reach all of mankind, each to each.
Abana to me. Pour forth thy blessings on the earth. Anoint us with thy holy light, the light of our rebirth. From love to wisdom, let us reach all of mankind, each to each. Abana to me.
Keep your eyes closed, and we'll move into this evening's earth healing meditation. So have a good fidget around, make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be on your seat. We'll do the earth healing meditation, and in the middle of this, there'll be a little channeling from spirit as well. So just take a few breaths in and out and relax. Breathe in, breathe out. Focus on the sound of my voice. Relax and be calm and still. I want you to imagine yourself floating in space. You are a giant amongst the stars, surrounded by suns and moons and planets, floating in the empty blackness. Looking down upon a tiny earth the size of a beach ball before you in the darkness. You are not alone here, but appearing before you, a similar size to yourself, you see blurring out of the blackness angels and masters, shimmering into sight one by one, floating in the darkness of space, encircling the planet with their forms. You recognize these familiar faces, their shining energy, the color of their cloaks and robes, the designs of their talismans and jewels. They turn to you and smile, nodding their head in deference to your presence here, glad to have joined you in this endeavor. Reaching forwards, they press their palms towards the planet beneath them, and closing their eyes, they begin to pray and chant and sing. following suit, you do the same, extending your arms, palms flat towards the earth. And as energy and light begins to pour through the divine figures encircling the planet, you feel the same power beginning now to stream and flow through you. Light and energy pours through you, pours through them, streaming towards the planet below, holding it, engulfing it, saturating it in healing power. The light streaming into mountains and oceans and rivers. The love streaming into forests and streams. The healing flowing into fields and farms and homes and cities. The blessing and the prayers flowing into towns and houses and people. Light and love, healing. Wisdom and truth, awakening. Power and strength, liberating. Joined with the masters and angels in this intent, in alignment with the divine, the power seems infinite and the possibility for healing transformational. The recovery of the planet held in eternal hope. Lose yourself in this art and practice. Lose yourself in love for the earth and all life forms. Heal in the company of angels and masters, and see the world renewed. Light and love, healing, wisdom and truth, awakening, power and strength, liberating. Light and love, healing, wisdom and truth, awakening, power and strength, liberating. Thank you. Now, as the healing continues to pour through you, open yourself to the words of spirit. As I allow myself to be the channel through which they may be given. In a world which seems at times devoid of hope, you must be that hope for mankind. In a history dark and marred with mistakes made by humankind, you must be the promise of better action and new possibilities. Age and social standing is irrelevant. It is the light of your spirit that brings change to the world, that inspires others to do better, to be more. It is the way in which you live your life and conduct your reality. It is the generosity of your smile, the healing of your gentle touch. It is the integrity of your actions and the passion of your prayers. Take heart. Have faith. Hold hope for the world. Become the divine's representative of light and love on earth, and shine. The masters and the angels work through the open-hearted. They inspire their minds with truth and clarity. They encourage and guide them to act. They help them find the way to say the words that need to be said at the right time in the right place. They ensure that they are seen, living their life in accordance with their truth. Often, it is small and seemingly inconsequential acts which bring about the butterfly effect of change, rippling outwards across the world, person to person to person, creating a chain of love and light. The time for fear has passed. We must all stand tall and true and hold the conviction of our beliefs and be bold in helping others see our perspective of spiritual reality. You are not alone. We are with you, side by side and hand in hand. Angels guard you. Masters walk before you on the path. You are held in the light of the divine, chosen, special, unique, because of the light power that you hold, because of the position of your life, because of the area around you that is in need, because of what you, and only you, can do to help. It is time. Rise up, be seen, share your wisdom with the world. Do what you do best. Do it in your own unique and indomitable way. Become a standard of excellence. Shine your light. Let your radiance be seen. The time is now. The world needs you. We need you. The divine needs you. Shine your light. Heal your world. Together, let it begin. Slowly, the light begins to ebb and flow, falter and stop. And the masters and angels together in unison lower their hands and turn to each other and smile. They turn too to you, each one smiling and nodding before they step back and begin to fade back into the blackness of the night. Before you depart, take one more moment to gaze down upon the earth, blue and green and peaceful, spinning in space. And one more time, send gratitude and love to the Mother before taking a deep breath and departing from that space and returning home. Returning to this here and this now. To the chair beneath you and the ground beneath your feet, to the sound of my voice, to the movement of your breath in and out. Ground yourself, center yourself, protect yourself, and slowly and gently, in your own time when you're ready, open your eyes. And return here. So the prayer that I sang for you at the beginning of the service had this word in it, Abana Tumid, which forms the underlying chant on top of which the prayer invocation is sung. Abana Tumid is an Aramaic phrase, and it means Father of Celestial Light. And when J.J. Hurtak brought forward the Keys of Enoch, also around about the same time they released, and this is how long ago this was, a cassette tape where they'd taken certain excerpts from the Keys of Enoch and turned them into these hymns. And some of them were absolutely stunning, absolutely beautiful. Some of them were a little intense. I remember there being a kind of Valkyrie woman who was really going for it in one of the songs, really screeching away there, but some of them were really, really nice. And for a while I used to incorporate them a lot into my workshops, and that chant, Abana Tumid, is one that I used to do a lot with audience participation. I get the audience singing the underneath chant. So if you want that prayer, just shoot me an email, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and I'll send that back to you. And of course the music of me singing that is in the recording, so you'll be able to listen back to that and sing along. It's a very catchy tune after a while. Just want to give you a few notices then, and then we'll dive into the messages part of the evening. So on the 5th of September is our next Psychic Mysteries lecture on protection and manifestation, where we talk about using psychical energy and power to protect ourselves from psychical forces and how also to use our own psychic energy to manifest our desires and wants. On the 9th of September, I'm actually doing something in the flesh for those of you up here in the Northeast. I'll be at Moreton Manor giving two lectures, a demonstration of aura reading and a demonstration of angel mediumship, and I'll be around and about selling and signing books. On the 17th of September is our workshop, Way of the Wizard, where we'll be exploring the magical ways and mindset of the wizard. It's going to be overseen and directed by the spirit of the Merlin, and it's exploring an a-religious magical path. So it's not I'm not going to be talking about witchcraft, I'm not going to be talking about the Kabbalah, I'm not going to be talking about Egyptian magic, I'm going to be talking about a-religious magical practices which have been attributed to the wizard since ancient days, be they male or female. It's open to all sexes and genders. 19th of September is our next Crystal Skull Ascension light transmission with my rose quartz extraterrestrial crystal skull called Venus Rose, where we'll be working with the Venus energy and the Venus Kumara energy. In September, there will be a new channeled message from the Master Merlin. Those are free to download. They're 20 minutes long. They're just a bit of guidance for the month that lies ahead. So look out for those. I'll put something out on my socials when it's done and up. And then you'll go to the website if you want to download that. And then just to mention as well that I have got this course starting in October, the Kuan Yin course, a 4-week course, where we'll be working with the Lady Ascended Master Kuan Yin, who is the patron for 2024. Getting ahead of ourselves, we are a little bit with her. There are still some spaces available on that. You can find all details online. Right, let me switch the recorder off.